I want to talk to you today about making your life worth living. Making your life worth living. Wow. I believe strongly that this discussion at this very moment is very important. It's very important to as many of us who desire to make a difference with our lives. If we are going to maximize our lives, if we believe so much and believe so strongly that our life should go beyond what it is, then we need to understand what I want to share with us now on making a life worth living. Now, that's our focus today in the Journey of Leadership podcast. But let me begin by making you to understand something that the Lord has been burdening my heart with, and that is, we can never find God with our natural senses. What I mean about this is that we cannot discover God, we cannot understand God with our natural senses. We need to begin making our lives worth living with this basic understanding. We can't find God with our natural senses. That's the realm God does not live. Why? God is a spirit. And those who we connect, walk, find, and flow in Him must be as He is. You see, one of the greatest errors of our time among believers is what we have settled with. We have been so comfortable with whom God has not made us. We seek, labor, and passionately pursue fulfillment outside the boundary that God has placed us. And we have an enemy that is drawing away our attention from the true source of life. From the true source of life to that very whose fruit kills rather than make life worth living. So we need to understand that there is this common enemy. There is a common enemy that is drawing away our attention from the true source of life to that very tree whose fruit kills rather than make life worth living. So it's quite important. What I'm trying to establish here is this. Now, if we're going to make our life worth living, we need to understand where our life is sourced. We need to understand where the nourishment, where the grace that we need to make our lives to be extraordinary flows from. And that's what the Lord has laid on my heart to share at this very time. Of course, I believe that as a follower and reader of this devotional that I'm bringing into podcast now, I know there is something about you that is yearning and longing for life beyond the ordinary. You can't be committed to listening to this kind of podcast if you don't want to see your life becoming exactly who God created you to be. And that's why I've been entrusted with this assignment by the Lord, to bring you into the very experience that will bring out God's best in you. But my challenge to you now is this. You must be desperate to make your life worth living. Be desperate to make your life worth living. This desperation is beyond the mundane pursuit of having more money, using latest cars, seeking fame, and every success the world offers. Now, the kind of desperation I'm calling you to is a desperation to make your life worth living for Christ. There is more about your life. There is more to my own life as well, beyond whatever level you are operating and I'm operating now. So there is a desperation we need. And that desperation we need is a desperation to make our lives worth living for Christ. Now, I've discovered this. Life that counts is not in the count of its years, but what the years count for. We need to understand this as leaders. Life that counts, what counts with our lives is not in the count of its years, but what the years of our lives count for. So we need to be desperate to make our lives to count for something beyond the ordinary. We must allow our lives to count for what the life of Christ himself counted for. And what is that? It is the glory of God. It's the glory of God. Now, the firm foundation of a life worth living is living daily by faith in Christ. I'd like you to please take note of that statement. The firm foundation of a life worth living. Any life that will be worth living is a life of faith in Christ. And that's the life of the Spirit. It is life that daily adheres, that daily rely and completely trust in Christ. That's a life that is worth living. And that's the way to make your life worth living. That's the way to make your leadership over people worth it. It must be a life lived daily by faith and submission to the will of God. You know, it's quite important for leaders to understand that the quality of your life determines the impact of the life of those that the Lord has called you to lead. So if your life is not sourced in what brings value into your life, then definitely there can be no appreciable value into other lives that a leader needs to pour himself into. This is important. So we need to live a life that is very desperate, a life that is desperate to count for the Lord. Such a life will surely bring glory to Christ from time to time. Personally, I've chosen this life and resolved to lead others into commitment to the same path. Now, I discovered, you know, in this series that we have been discussing everyday faithful leaders, we've been looking into the life of Paul. And according to Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20, Galatians 2:20, I discovered something about Paul that made his life an example of a life worth living. Paul actually made the decision after Paul said he has been crucified with Christ, and nevertheless that he was no longer the one living, but Christ lived in him. He now talked about the life that he lived. He lived now by the faith of the Son of God. He lived by faith in the Son of God. He lived by absolute reliance, absolute submission, absolute trust in the Lord. I think the best of a leader's life can only be summarized in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. A leader's life should be lived absolutely relied on Christ every day. And that's how a believer, that's how a leader can live a life that is actually worth it. And I pray that this become a testimony. This become a desperation. I pray as the Lord has called you to be a leader, as the Lord has assigned you, as the Lord has graced you to be a leader. May you first of all find your sustenance, find your nourishment in the tree of life. May your life be found and be rooted in the Lord so much that the life of the Lord flows through you, the life of the Lord flows to you, and the life of the Lord flows through you to others. That's my prayer. And I believe that if we can be desperate, if you can be desperate to make your life worth living, this is going to be the fruit. This is going to be the result. Your life, your leadership will bring glory to the name of the Lord. I'd like to appreciate you for taking your time to be part of this podcast today. My desire and my prayer is that your life indeed will become a life that is worth living in the name of Jesus. Thank you. God bless you.